And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Hey, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And guess what, Tony?
What's that?
The euro has never been higher against the pound.
Really?
And I have never been higher before making Punky. Come on. Hey, we've got a word of the week this week, courtesy of a lovely lady called Maya, who's Flemish. That means she's from Flanders. Not, she's not a bit chesty. Well, she is a bit chesty. But anyway, there's and what we want on Word of the Week is we want translations, don't we, really? We want well-known phrases from other countries translated into English. She's already done this when she, her boyfriend, Les, when she... he was talking and she interrupted his talking and said, and I quote, "I'm sorry, Les, I didn't mean to shoot under your pigeons." I laughed. Yeah, I laughed. What was that? She went, "Oh, sorry, it's a Flemish phrase that I say in English now." Yeah. If you interrupt someone or you sort of pull the rug out of from under someone's feet, you shoot under their pigeons. "Sorry, I didn't mean to shoot under your pigeons there." What a beauty that is.
Nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's quite random though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because mostly Punky makes perfect sense.
That is true. That's a good point, yeah.
So high, then, for the last 3 years?
I've been high.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, not as high as the euro.
That's true.
We'll probably talk about the American election later, probably. But right now, I thought we ought to get on with the first song.
Starting all the fights. Since you're lost, now I'm getting drunk tonight. Come on.
So that was the Forget-Me-Nots and Around Her Thighs in 80 Days from the album Around Her Thighs in 80 Days by the Forget-Me-Nots. Tony, what do you think of that as a title track?
Very nice.
It is nice, isn't it? It's nice and fast and ska punky and cool. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, we haven't got a single punk show on this week's Punky. Sorry, a single punk song on this week's Punky. But that's because of something I'll be telling you about later on.
Okay.
Because we've got a whole lot of punk rock next week. Oh, yeah. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is the Forget-Me-Nots MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheForgetMeNots.
And how are you spelling it?
The number four, Get-Me-Nots.
Absolutely right. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil. If you're not on MySpace, they've got a website as well, forgetmenots.co.uk. So make sure that you check them out. And thank you very much to them for messaging me and said, "Hi, Paul, can we hear some Forget-Me-Nots, please?" And I went, "Great idea. We'll play one next week." So that's that. We'll play another one off that in the future. It's a really, really good album. I do recommend you go and buy it. Now then, Tony, you're listening to the Guanabats, of course, at present.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some MySpace latest comments. MySpace.com/punkyradio. If you are on MySpace, do add us. When you add us, leave a comment. Write something down. If you're already on MySpace, leave us a comment. We really, really like them. This is one of my favourite parts of the show when I read out things about you, really. Once we get on about me, frankly, I'll get a bit bored. So the first one that came up said, "So the frenzy of tongs actually crafted an amusing, open brackets, if not necessarily good, close brackets, song called Haunted, and Punky does not play it for its Halloween show. Cold. Still, good show, though. Frenzy of tongs." I sent him a message back saying, "You're absolutely right. I didn't realise that we'd got that one. I'll play it on Pancake Day." Right, and then got a message back from them saying, pancakes. So I thought I'd completely ruin it for them, and you might hear it later on in this show. Who knows the games I play. Next up, you know how we've been talking to Richard from North East, eh?
Yeah.
Right, you know how he got a bit confused, and I made a bit of a tit of him.
Yeah.
Sort of. Had a MySpace message, MySpace comment for him, saying, "Oh dear, I seem to have made a number myself. I've found the Punky Facebook group I'd been looking for fucking weeks. I've added Paulie personally on Facebook and all. And I was going to explain that." That's right, Tony. Explain that I couldn't be asked, to be honest. Listen to TVs on sticks. This coming from a fucking Forest fan. Fucking Blading Races. Punky is better than hardcore rumpy stuff with Kieran Knightley. Yours with much love, Richard." And that's the worst Geordie impression I've ever done. But thank you very much, Richard. Nice. Gooper, "I just finished listening to the Back in Blighty special and I'm a little concerned that partway through the interview there is a very audible zipper sound. Paulie, BJs and interviews don't mix. Now fuck off, you smacktards. Keener." Thank you very much, Keener. I don't actually remember doing that, but then I don't remember last week's show. So
Back in Blighty?
When was the Back in Blighty one?
Was that when it came back from Chicago?
It involved me undoing my flies.
Blimey. Yeah. I can't remember.
I don't know when the Back in Blighty one was.
A year ago. I think that was back from Chicago.
Oh, catch up, Keener, you fucking
smacked.
Don't shoot under my pigeons. Since we can copy and paste, we thought we would paste this cock anus message too. "Thanks for your vote, Paulie B. You bothered to write something appropriate. Always listening, Jukebox Review." And here comes the thing they've cut and pasted. "A show of support. A vote of support from Daniel J. Harris and the Soupy Gatto Show. Submitted by Soupy Podcast Alley Vote Slot," they wrote. "Jukebox Review." I have some information about him later on in the show, but I understand that you may have something to say about that in your Podcast Alley comments, Tony. Do you have some?
I do. Thank you all for your comments so far this month. If you haven't voted already, why? Do vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen there is an important "Please Vote For Us" link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you wish, because we read out the best comments. And here's the top five. I think we have actually now reached November.
Wow.
Always playing catch up. "Must be that time of the month." "Must be that time of the month. Punky still rules. If just because you sing a song about me every time I comment Naptown Chris."
Naptown Chris. He's been swimming in a bucket of piss. How did his life ever get to this? He should marry a girl called Janice.
Yeah.
It's getting longer.
It's getting longer, yeah. November vote. Hope you burn your balls on the bonfire. Cheers, fat boy.
Thank you, hey, fat boy. In the harsh respect, you know.
Who is from Wakefield, but was from Leeds. So we're both right, apparently.
But I'm more right.
Yeah.
That's how I like it.
Hmm. Whoopee. Punky Radio is the best podcast in the cosmos. Although there's good ones that come out of Alpha Centauri with some classic space rock, but it's not every week like ours. Because the planet it's on rotates so slowly that the day takes about 3.5 hours, so none of them know what time it is. My favourite thing about Punky? Pauly B. He is fantastic, and I should know I am him. Pauly B. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pauly B. That is, you have such a busy life and you still manage to get a chance to spend the few seconds it takes to vote genuinely for yourself. Nice one.
Next, your charlatan. Another vote from your favourite charlatan and cheater. Last month, I was only 5 days late, not 30, so be it. It was nice to hear your little rant about me too. But to be honest, I think you guys do have a good programme. I dislike all the GoDaddy plugs, but it's your show. By the way, GoDaddy, Punky Radio, Punky 1 or Punky 2. But it's your show, and if that's what you want it on, no sweat to me. It's just a little funny to be punk and always selling, don't you think? As for the cheating, we only started that 2 to 3 months ago, so there you go. He's admitting it. Supporting podcasters is all that much for cheating. It's very badly written. And it's gotten our name out a lot. Even you are talking about us. Taking about this, sorry. So all the other times was straight up fans. It was just an idea and it seems to work well. Plus we've gotten to know many other people on and their shows. We really want to see podcasts do well. That's the goal, mate. So if you still feel the need to call me a charlatan and a cheater, so be it. But I can honestly say that I have listened to you a couple times and really do think you have good things rolling. I don't like GoDaddy though. They cause us some problems, but that's life. Best wishes from your charlatan, Daniel J, the Super Gatto Show.
Aww. Tony, I had to light a fag during that.
It was long.
Right, and here's why. First up, punk and selling are two things that go hand in hand. You've only got to look at Johnny Rotten, who over here right now is doing a margarine advert. Also, I think you'll find the punk band that changed the world, the Sex Pistols, were run by a ruthless marketing man known as Malcolm McLaren, and in the great Rock and Roll Swindle, and on stage they did say repeatedly, ever feel like you've been cheated? Punk is vacuous and cheap and takes the money the same way that any other sort of music genre does. That's first up. Mm-hmm. Secondly, if you go onto Podcast Alley and you go into the music section, you'll find that Super Gatto is not top this month. That's because there's been the return of Spambot, Bastardbot, Astbot, Robot 40. Robot 40 this month has around about 50 votes and 5 comments. One of those comments is from guess who? Daniel J. Harris offering his support from Soupy Gatto. Now, Robot 40 are not even looking at their comments. They're just generating votes from somewhere or other. And he's voting for them, saying that he's helping them out. So I'm sorry, man, but you are proving to be a fraud. And lastly, saying that we've been cheating, but only for a few months, doesn't necessarily make it all right. It still just means you've been cheating for 3 months, right? Why can't you get that? The thing is, yeah, we get our bee in our bonnet about things for the simple reason that we're straight up, we're honest, we're a show that the people that vote for us listen to our show and we ask them to do it. And that's as simple as that. We don't go around gaming the system. We don't go around randomly sending, we're going to vote for you because you're so great, to people we don't know on the off chance they'll vote back. That's just silly. Finished.
Okay. But thanks for the vote.
Yeah, cheers.
And finally, another comment. Piss off, Soupy. Here's my monthly vote of support for my friends in the UK. I hear you about Soupy Twatto. I got sucked into his bullshit, just showing some support vote, and I shot him a vote back. I say, piss off, Soupy. Trust me, I won't get sucked in again. Anyway, here's the podcast that actually number one, Punky Radio. Thanks for all the support. Peace out, Marcus. XY Rocks.
Thank you very much, Marcus. And doesn't that make a point that I know that no publicity is bad publicity, but yes, having people talk about you on your show in a negative way is something I would rather not have personally.
No.
But
hey. Happens. And that's it for Podcast Alley this week.
And it also means that more often, that sort of with more justification than normal, we can say, vote Punky at Podcast Alley. A vote for Punky is indeed a vote for justice.
Yeah.
Truth, justice, and clearly the British way. Right, James, should we get on with the next song then?
Yeah.
This next one, man. You know how we played that there, Bridget Handley? And I said she's got a new EP out and she hadn't sent us it. And what's that all about?
Yeah.
Well, Tone, it arrived in the post, didn't it?
Very nice.
I love Bridget Handley. She's going to come and play. They're going to be doing a European tour early next year. And they weren't going to do any London dates, but they're going to come over now so they can play my new cabaret night. So not only have I got a CD, I'm going to get the band as well. Brilliant.
Oh, wicked.
And you're not allowed to stay.
Oh.
Well, you've got a girlfriend, and there's only three of them, and there's not really enough to go around.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's a lovely new CD called Standoff, which has got 6 tracks on it. What do I know is, Tony, what is Bridget Handley's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bridget Handley.
How are you spelling Bridget?
BRIGETTE.
You've got real hang-ups with the word Bridget, haven't you? Because you've got it wrong in the show notes as well. You spelled it B-O-I-D-G, something or other. It's B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E Handley. Full name is Bridget Handley and the Dark Shadows, but it's B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E Handley. I'm having that one. It's Tony 1, Fully Being Internet 1, and this is Time to Fight Back.
You took a knife in pizza time and twisted it around. Withdrew all your promises and left me here to drown. You laughed at all my hopes and dreams and left me feeling numb. Well, look at here, who's laughing now? Your time here is done. Well, you push around, tie me down, and it's time to fight back. Manipulate, violate, you're under attack. Well, enough's enough, you're not so tough, your power's long gone. Isolate, retaliate, this war will be one time to fight back. Well, I'm the one for conflict, but you push way too far. I'm standing up for who I am against all that you are. You use me up, abuse my love, and kick when I was down. Keep us close and you won't go beat us into the ground. Well, you push around, tie me down, and it's time to fight back. Manipulate, violate, you're under attack. Well, enough, enough, you're not so tough, your power's lost. Retaliate, this war will be one time to fight back. Nothing but a shell. All the tortured promises left living in this hell. Stood here and accepted it for way too long. You had a soul, yeah, we can talk, not even when you're gone. Well, you push around, tie me down, and it's time to fight back. Manipulate, violate, now you're under attack. Well, enough, enough, you're not so tough. We're gonna stand our ground. We've seen the cracks, we're shouting back. Turning things around, time to fight back.
So, that was Bridget Hanley in the Dark Shadows. That's a nice bit of stuff, isn't it, Tone?
We like them. And who's so your favourite?
And you are now listening to the Chop Tops. And I've got some news, Tony. Okay. I've got flu in my right arm.
Is it slowing you down?
Not really.
Good.
No, I don't use the right.
Of course, you left me.
Yeah, because I'm pancreatically challenged, I'm entitled, thanks to the glory that is the National Health Service in this country, to get a free flu jab once a year. I go in with the heart attack people, the stroke victims, and the old people. It's very nice. But they've got the surgery that I go to, as expected, has got the two women on reception of frightening dragons. And I showed up at 5:15 and said, "Hello, my name's Paul Edwards, I'm here for my flu jab." And one of them said, "You do know what time it is, don't you?" And I looked around at the clock and went, "Yeah, 5:15. She said, "What time's your appointment?" I went, 5:20. She went, "Oh, you're early." I went, "Yeah, what's your problem?" So then I went and sat down, and then they start shouting for this bloke who's not there. And then she looks over at me and goes, "Well, it seems the 5:18 isn't here, so you can have the 5:18 instead." I said, "Yeah, but won't that mess up your records, what with the 2 minutes and that?" And she went, "Look, I've said I'm sorry about that." And I went, "Oh my goodness. You should get a premium rate line. You could make money talking to men like this." And just nothing at all. Went in, lovely nurse. She was wearing clothes, sadly. Stuck it into my arm. I thought about sticking in that anyway. And walked out of there with flu in my right arm. It aches a little.
Too many burlesque nights.
What, sorry?
Too many burlesque nights for you. You're seeing a nurse thinking, okay, dance.
It doesn't matter. The thing about burlesque nights that I've been doing are that I already mentally undressed every woman that I ever met in my life ever. I've never been able to stop myself doing that. But now I don't only mentally undress them, I actually reapply tassels to them and watch them twirl. It's awful. Very, very difficult in the supermarket. So I've got flu in my right arm. Okay. And I have just noticed that, well, I haven't just noticed, but a certain lady called Katie Trinder, who works in radio in Lincolnshire, has just left a message on my wall on Facebook, which I think may purport to said flu jab in arm. How interesting. Mm. Anyway, I have some additional material for you, Tone. Now, this is from a podcaster that listens to our show, and I sometimes listen to his show, and we're mates. I'm not saying anything there, really. He goes, "Paul, just finished listening to the latest Punky and want to thank you for the mention of the elections over here. This was a true watershed event which has gone a long way in helping to remove the shame of slavery." It has, actually, in one fell swoop, breaking out of the email. If you have a black president of the US, it's very difficult to call the US a racist country. There will still be aspects of racism there, but on a global stage, it can't really be accused of being racist anymore. I think it is fantastic news. Anyway, the difference between the two candidates was so wide that the choice was obvious. And you are right, Governor Palin is a true whack job. She thought Africa was a country, with South Africa just being the lower part of the country. Well, that's like America, isn't it? Because America is a country, and there's North America and South America. I think that's how it goes. This was his choice to step into office in case a 74-year-old who has had cancer four times has problems. I am overwhelmed that so many people from all over the world have been following this. I actually have heard of the gunpowder plot you mentioned. I didn't know how they had become suspicious of the primary. Great information. I don't get that.
No.
Oh, maybe that's when you didn't know. I think I know what he's on about. How people thought it was him because he had his boots on ready to ride. He's probably on about that. Cheers. George, P.S. This is for you, Tony. P.S. If you feel that Tony needs any Talk Like a Pirate help, then he can get it from my other podcast via oneminutehowto.com/shows/shows.asp?179. Hope you all wrote that down. These guys own the TalkLikeAPirate.com website and celebrate the day every 19th of September. And that's from George from eclecticmix.com. So check him out. Good podcast.
So the only impression that I consider me capable of doing, he thinks I might need some help with.
Yeah.
Thanks, George.
That's the long and the short of it,
fair
my friend.
Enough, really. Can't argue with it.
Now then, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far this month. As always, ever hungry for twat. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week's from Ben. It came through a couple of days ago. Thought that would do nicely. I'm a few weeks behind, but I know you always need a twat. Doesn't everyone? Yep, yeah, and I do as well. Tony@punkyradio.com. Thank you.
All you need is twat.
Unfortunately, I don't have this person's name, but I had to send this one in. I work at a parking lot near the Passport Carnarvon office. Last week I had a lady pull in and first went the wrong way down a clearly marked one-way drive and parked in a reserved spot. I told her to move her vehicle and she pointed to her crackberry she was talking and shouted, "I'm on the phone with a patient and you're more important." So I forced her to move. Once she moved, I asked for the $3 for her parking fee. I shouted a variety of obscenities at me and refused to pay, something about her clinic. So I waited for her to come out of the office and asked again. Again, she refused to pay. So I stood behind her vehicle while she backed into me several times. Got out of her vehicle and yelled at me a few times, got back in and backed into me a few more times. On and on for about 10 minutes. Finally, I got tired of it and stepped aside, but left my poor foot in the way of her wheel. On purpose, toes scrunched up, out of the way of the tyre. So it got stuck under her tyre. She yelled at me some more and started to drive away when I shouted at her licence plate number and the word lawsuit. Well, she stopped the car and paid her $3. Yelled how I had wasted her time and pulled away, almost hitting another car on the way out of the lot. To add to the unnecessary twattage, she then later called my boss, said I yelled obscenities at her and keyed her car. I had a witness and we threatened a vehicle assault charge and she fucked off. For a doctor, she was pretty loopy. So, for making a scene over $3 and then making stuff up for a lawsuit, I'd like to nominate Dr. Needs a Shrink from London, Ontario for Is a Twat. Thanks, Ben.
Just perfect.
It's fair enough, isn't it?
If only we'd got a name. And well done him. That is good work.
Yeah. So, you ready?
Yep.
So, Dr. Needs a Shrink from London, Ontario
is a twat.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely brilliant. Here's the next song.
Too many tears. I have enough of soul. And though I'd like to live in peace, he keeps me up all night.
So, Tony, you weren't expecting that, were you? That was Adam and the Aliens and Neighbor of the Beast, taken from their album Adam and the Aliens Have Landed, which is a live recording. It's got 8 tracks on it, one of which is a bonus track. I don't know why they don't just call it track 8. But there's only 2 originals on it. The rest of it is the kind of bluesy, hippie stuff you just heard there. And you might be thinking, Paul, why were you playing that? Well, the drummer of Adam and the Aliens is Maya, the Flemish lady who gave me, sorry, I didn't mean to shoot under your pigeons. And
nice.
I met them at my mate Steve's pub in Croxley. He's called the Red House. He's been doing relief there. And not hand relief. He's been like, well, the landlady's not there or something. Steve's been there. And really nice pub with really nice people in it. One of which was Maya and one of which was Les, who's the lead singer and guitar player in said band. Check this out. Maya's early 20s. Les is in his 50s.
Good work.
Good work indeed, Les. I worked on the bass that I'd be ever so friendly with, because I don't think he's got long left. Someone else might actually get a crack at some point. But yeah, they're really good. Please, they've got great covers on here. They've got Let Me Stand Next to You Fire. And they've done a version of Have Love Will Travel, one of my favourite ever songs. And the bonus track, track 8, is Wonderful World, and it's really, really good. Do check out their MySpace page, Tony, which is,
oh, I completely had a mind blank at what the name of the band was.
No, I'm not giving you any help.
MySpace.com/ Adam and the Aliens.
Oh, it is, you bastard. Well done. That's Paulie B in Internet 1, Tony 2. And do check out Adam and the Aliens. They should, as the rest of the bands this week, be in our top friends on MySpace. So do make sure that you check those out. Now then, Tony, I've been hearing about this thing GoDaddy, but I'd like to know a bit more about it. Do you know anything? Oh, I'd like to dedicate this section to one Mr. Daniel something Harris of Soupy Twatto Land.
Okay. Yeah. I can give you a bit more details if you'd like.
Cool.
Okay. Well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have a name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site using the website builders.
Are they real website builders?
They are. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can help there too.
Oh, brilliant.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
That's a SSL.
Oh.
Which will protect your customers' details.
I need them protecting.
Yes, you do. And you can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. Finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet web hosting needs.
I will do that.
Good.
I will do that. I want website builders and a shopping trolley and something to sort out my customers' details.
Yeah.
That's it.
That'd be ideal.
Next track, Tony. Press to continue. All hail, dude. What I want to know is, what is Press to Continue's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Press to Continue.
It is. And this is from the album, I should say. This is from the album, Dude, I Just Lost the Game. Interestingly, Press to Continue are from Letchworth. So I'm very, very pleased to play this. And hi to Tim. This is the first track, which I've just called All Hail, Dude. But I'm actually got wrong. I think it's just Hail, Dude. No, it's not. I was right first time. Here goes. Here's another bit of ska punk. What I've done, by playing 2 ska punk tracks, I figured that's like 1 ska track and 1 punk track. So we have fulfilled our obligation to play 1 punk track after all. All Hail, Dude.
Isn't that what makes a man?
Sure, that and a pair of testicles.
So, Tony, press to continue. All hail, dude. They're available for gigging in the Letchworth area. If you do like them, make sure you check out their MySpace page, get in touch with them, buy their stuff, and book them for your venue. I understand they're reasonably priced. Someone who I would like to think would be reasonably priced, Tony, is Insane Star, who's finally been in touch. You know how she won the competition for History of Guns?
Yeah.
But then never sent us an address?
Yeah.
I emailed her back and went, listen, can you send me an address so I can send you this thing? And she didn't just send me the address, Tony.
Really?
She sent me a photograph of herself to prove that she was a lady. I knew she was a lady. It's you she wants to tell it to. She is, and I quote, a hot goth chick. I was a bad man. I did say this. I did say via email that she was a bit of a honey. Sorry about that. I shouldn't have done that. That's wrong. She didn't say anything back. I think she's quite flattered, of course. But yeah, Insane Star, mate. I know you thought that she was a bloke. She's fucking not. I said, look, get me the address now, and then you've got a chance of getting the CD before Christmas. there's still a chance of that, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'll get it done.
Nice work.
Get it sorted. So now, I've also just have to mention about the Gunpowder Plot last week, because we got it wrong. I got an email saying, look, you got that wrong. He wasn't burnt at the stake. He was hung, drawn and quartered.
Oh, blimey.
So basically, where the Gunpowder Plot, where the bonfires come from, that is just the idea that they were going to set Parliament on fire, basically.
Right, that makes more sense then.
Because I wouldn't want to have to hung, draw and quarter someone every November the 5th. That would be frankly awful.
And not much of a party atmosphere around that kind of thing, is there?
No, not really, no. If you don't know what hanging, drawing and quartering is, look it up on Google and be distressed at this ancient thing that we used to do to each other. Mankind is so lovely.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing mankind does, Tone.
What's that?
Every once in a while, he works for Daily Mail. He sends me a load of CDs. Right now,
okay.
There was a thing in the mail when every week for a while they were giving out, or every day for a while they were giving out classic 80s albums. Right?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not going to buy the Daily Mail every day for 12 days. That's just ridiculous. It was £8 to get the lot of them sent to you.
Okay.
Including postage and packaging. So I did. Now, three of them are going to be Mother, because I don't want Bonnie Tyler, Terence Trent D'Arby, or Marillion. But check out the ones I'm keeping. Paul Young's first album, No Parlay, a classic piece of 80s soul pop, including one of my favourite songs, Iron Out the Rough Spots. Spandau Ballet, True. Admittedly, the last song, True, is one I can't stand. But Gold, Foundation and Communication, good songs, and they came from a kind of punk background and became New Romantic and then went off the boil. Haircut 100, Pelican West. You won't remember a lot about them, but no. Favourite Shirts was a jazz funk classic in its day, a floor filler, a foot stomper, if you will. Simple Minds, Once Upon a Time, featuring where are we here? Featuring what was it? All the Things She Said, and Alive and Kicking, a classic flag waver from the mid-80s. Culture Club, Colour by Numbers. Who can knock this? It's got Karma Chameleon, It's a Miracle, Church of the Poison Minds, my own favourite, Miss Me Blind, Victims. Five songs were released off that album. That's up there with Thriller, Heaven 17, The Luxury Gap. This was a real classic tranche of futurist nonsense from the early 80s. I did buy the single Crushed by the Wheels of Industry, which opens the album up. It also has Temptation and Come Live With Me, which is frankly dodgy, about a bloke who's 30-odd going out, who's 37, going out with a girl who was 17. She was half the age, the youth I'd never seen. I wonder if he was called Les. The Human League, Dare. Wow. Quite possibly the moment in futurism. Feature it kicks off with The Things That Dreams Are Made Of, which is brilliant. It finishes with Don't You Want Me, which we're all bored of, but it's also got the fantastic Open Your Heart and Love Action on it. Love Action, of course, which has the most fantastic line in any song ever. But this is Phil talking. And my favourite from the album, The Sound of the Crowd, which is just futuristic weirdness. We also have Dexy's Midnight Runners, Searching for the Young Soul Rebels. It's an album that should be in everyone's collection. It wasn't in mine, but it is now. And it does include Gino, not the bloody Come on Eileen rubbish. But it's got Burn It Down and Gino, both great songs. And last but not least, Adam and the Ants, Prince Charming. Now have three copies of it.
They give that away? The
that
Daily
was
Express?
In the mail, mate. The Express can't afford it.
Oh, mail, sorry. Wow.
Yeah, they gave one each day. What a fantastic collection, because that's exactly what I needed. 9 more CDs.
Excellent, though.
I am particularly pleased about the Dexy's Midnight Runners one, which I shall be listening to later. Strongly recommend that you check that out. Right, so that's that. I've got something written down here saying all things Flemish, but I've already covered that. So that's kind of my bit done for this bit. Have you got anything you're doing this week?
Yeah, I've got a last-minute gig this Friday back at the Mill. I think it's a Children in Need thing, or it might just be on that day. But I don't know if it's actually a charity gig or not. But it probably is, and it's Right Hand Pink.
And who are they on with?
No idea. I know nothing about it. A couple of bands. I think it's 3 bands on, possibly 4. That's all I know, but it's very last minute, so I found out I think yesterday, but I don't know the running order. But yeah, at the Town Mill this Friday, the 14th of November.
And where is the Town Mill, Tony?
It's in Mansfield on Budbridge Street. townmill.com, centre of the universe. whitespace.com/townmill.
And it is, of course, in Nottinghamshire.
Yes.
As is one half of Corrision, who are, it's time for our irregular feature From the Vault, when I play a song we've played on the show before. We haven't played this one for a very, very long time. This one first came to my attention on the Sick Twisted Individual compilation, Volume 2, as made by the Dark Lord of Nightbreed. It features bands including Midnight Configuration Project, Moriarty and the Sith. Sadly, Moriarty is now dead. Yeah. Lupine, Avoidance of Doubt, Dead Film Star, Rome Burns, Corrosion, Eulogy, Soul Takers, Neon Zoo, Carmenor, All Living Fear, Deviant UK, and Corrision. And Scarification, we've both agreed that even though you're not that into goth, and I'm not that into drum and bass, if you mix the two up, you get this. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Corrision's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Corrision.
It is. That makes it Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 2, am I right?
I think so.
Oh no. Oh, I'm absolutely gutted. Well, anyway, Scarification.
I'm just a marionette. I feel a guiding hand. Now there's no turning back.
Scarification. Oh, I like that. Hey, I absolutely forgot to tell you. Yeah, you know, we were just talking in the last song because you said, "How did that advert casting go that you went for?" And I went, "Oh, I didn't go." Yeah. What happened was, you know, I said last week that I'd been shortlisted because I looked friendly and approachable.
Yeah.
I found out after that they told that to about fucking 500 comics, and it wasn't the shortlist that I thought it was. And the dangled carrot of a £12,500 buyout was still not enough for me to get there because I knew it would be utterly pointless. So I didn't go. I just didn't go.
Right.
I had a gig in London that night anyway, pear-shaped, in Fitzrovia, a pub called the Fitzroy on Charlotte Street. Lovely little bit of London. Really, really nice. And Rowley, who makes Dark Compass, which is a podcast, was there as well. So me and him met up and we had our photo taken, and I would like to point you in the direction of said podcast. It is professionally done, it's good, it's got music. Check it out. I'll have a full review of it next week. Now,
okay, I saw that picture. I wonder how that came about.
Yeah, it was like the gig was utterly pointless. Someone was reviewing it from a paper, don't know which one, and basically it was all sort of new acts and I was the only one doing more than 5 minutes, and frankly it was a bit poor, and then I went on furious and just basically had a massive rant, which included the line, and I quote from me when I pointed at her, said, "You write one fucking word about me in your fucking paper and I'm going to fucking stalk you," at which point she burst out laughing and scribbled loads down. Kind of backfired. That was on Wednesday, Bonfire Night, and then Friday and Saturday I had my gigs in Hitchin and Lectures. The Hitchin one, we oversubscribed. It's the first time we've been oversold out this year. Thanks to everyone that came down, there were over 200 people there, and they witnessed Dave Fulton being brilliant and Silky being very good. And then on the Saturday night, nearly 100 people in Lectures saw the same thing. So over the weekend, in two nights, I provided over 300 people with entertainment in the North Hertfordshire area. Pretty chuffed about that, basically. I had a particularly good time as well. But both nights were victims of a heckler. On the Friday night, some bloke started heckling Silky and he had to deal with him, and we don't encourage them. And then on the Saturday night, at the start of the show, this bloody woman from New Zealand, who was coked off her eyeballs,
right,
started shouting at me, so I started shouting back, and I had the microphone and the lights and the wit to make her look incredibly stupid, and she left at half time very upset. She won't be back. the rest of them. When I said at the start of the second half, I said, you'll be pleased to hear the stupid Kiwi's gone. Got a cheer and a round of applause. So we were all fairly pleased about that. My apologies to intelligent Kiwis. I know you are sparse. But she was, yes, a right fucking pain. So that was that. This week I'm in Portsmouth Jonglers, Friday and Saturday night. If you are in the Pompey area, why not come down and say hi? I will do my best to please you. And as we're talking right now, because this show is going up on Tuesday night, I am having it large at the big buffet in some Chinese restaurant whose name I can't remember, in Poole, which is the home of your bird.
Yes.
So you might want to say to her to double lock her doors.
Okay.
Just in case, yeah. Especially after I saw the photograph of her doing the crab. Which I was really quite impressed. I can see now why you're going out with
She's
her.
Lovely.
The
She's
girl is
very bendy.
She's very bendy, I'm sure, Tony. But let's face it, you've got to make her look like as much like a boy as possible, I suppose. Right, so that's about it for me, really. I might as well do the last song, because the last one, as hinted at the start of this show, is by Frenzy of Tongs of Providence, Rhode Island, which is a town I intend to visit. We are listening to Dr. Slagelbury at the moment, and I forgot to say that in the last bit you were listening to Dead 60s. Dr. Slagelbury have just been in the studio recently and are, I believe, on tour at the moment. They're in our top friends, as are all the bands that we use as beds and all the bands we're playing on the show this week. Do check them out, myspace.com/punkyradio. This is from an EP that Frenzy of Tongs sent us quite a while ago now. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, because they've done it all silly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 tracks on it, which are numbered 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and 13. Thank you very much for your help, the Frenzy of Tongs, from the Stupid EP. When I next get to the States, if I'm anywhere in the New York area, I'll go and see Bill in New York, Bill Hanf, and I will go and see Frenzy of Tongs on Rhode Island as well. That is my plan, whether they like it or not. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Frenzy of Tongs' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Frenzy of Tongs.
No, MySpace.com/TheFrenzyofTongs. Paulie B gets away with it. 3-3. Well, that is not an honourable draw, I grant you. But I'm taking it. I'm taking it. Enjoy this, Tony. It's a very short song, but it don't have muck about at the start. This is Haunted. So there you go. That was Frenzy of Tongs and Haunted there. As mentioned, do make sure you check them out on our MySpace page, etc., etc. Also, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. There's still time this month. If you can review us at iTunes, we would very much appreciate that. It does help. Do check out Dark Compass, and I will give you a full review of that on next week's show. I also just want to make a quick shout out now. Next Tuesday and Wednesday at North Arts College Students Union in Hitchin will be the first night of my stand-up comedy students doing their performance for this year. It is going to be an interesting and varied night. I think the doors open at 7:30, show starts at 8:00. There'll be about 10 comics on doing short sets. It will be very funny. There is a licensed bar. It's over by 10:30, and we all go out afterwards and get mashed. And that's Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you can get down there, do. Make sure you go and see Tony at the Town Mill this Friday. Or if you're not in that area, but you're in on the South Coast, come and see me in Portsmouth. Also, I didn't mention, but next week's show is going to be a Punk and Disorderly special for the German Punk Festival taking place February 21st, 22nd, I think, or 20th, 21st, 22nd, next year. They have offered me a press pass, Tony.
Okay.
I'm very pleased about that, but I don't think I can go.
Can I have so, it?
Yes, you very possibly can, yeah, because I would like you to, if, but we will talk about that. Yeah. Is there anything that I've missed out?
Don't think so. Make sure you vote for us at Podcast Alley. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, click the important Please Vote For Us link.
Oh, yes, and if you have a poem for us, send it to Poetry Corner, paulieb@punkyradio.com. Also, if you have a word of the week, send it to me, paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you have an international gig for Tony's international gig guide, send it to tony@punkyradio.com. Is there anything else? Twats?
Twats, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Twats name, where they're from, and the reason. Much appreciated.
It will be much appreciated. Yeah. Say goodbye to me.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog. Show, stop your shooting under my pigeons.